The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com.
This is the Bill Myers Show.
By the way, I forgot to mention this because we've been talking everything Trump, but I forgot to mention the breaking news this hour is that the judge has dismissed Trump's Florida classified documents case. I want to talk more about that with Dr. Dennis Powers here in a few minutes where past meets present when we talk about that. So the case has been tossed out. Trump in Florida, over. So that's gone. That's gone. And let me see if we can get a bit of that. And he had faced charges stemming from special counsel Jack Smith's investigation. He pleaded not guilty to all 37 felony counts. And let's see, from Smith's probe, including willful retention of national defense information, conspiracy to obstruct, and false statements. And the superseding indictment is dismissed because special counsel Smith's appointment violates the appointments clause of the United States Constitution. This according to U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon, writing in a filing this morning. Okay, so there we go. That's done. Okay, back to the phones here before we get Dr. Powers on. 770-5633. Hello. Good morning. Who's this? Hi.
Hi.
Hello. You're on.
Okay. So I'm listening to Judge Jeanine Pirro's show on Sunday. They had the BBC interview. You alluded to it earlier.
Yeah.
That the foreign services have done a really good job, and that was a really good interview. The guy was named Greg, I believe.
Yeah, Greg. Yeah, I played that earlier this morning. Yeah.
Right. So they went down the number of shots. And the last shot apparently was the sniper from the Secret Service who killed the shooter, the perpetrator.
Yes.
Okay, the whole thing was about 7 or 8 seconds. I didn't time it. But that means that the service Secret Service sniper did not have to move in order to see that roof to shoot the perpetrator. All they had to do was scope him, shoot him. They had 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 seconds to determine that the shooter that was on the roof needed to be killed, and they killed him. And according to Greg, they blew his head off. So it was even probably a different caliber, not that that's that important.
Yeah.
My point is that the Secret Service could see that individual on that roof before he shot because they did not have time to move before they killed him.
And there were a lot of people, like I said, I played some of that audio earlier this morning, that there was, you know, a lot of conversation. Hey, officer, is someone on the roof? Hey, officer, is someone on the roof? And then, you know, apparently officer climbs the, he gets up to the roof, and then dirtbag points the AR at him, and then the officer backs down. And I understand if you have a pistol against an AR, that's an unfair fight for sure, you know?
Well, of course, the guy's got a radio on him. Mm-hmm. All of these officers in the Secret Service all have communication devices on their person. So the first thing he should do as soon as he's out of the line of fire from the AR is get on the radio and say, hey, there's a guy up here on the roof that's got an AR. He pointed it at me.
I wonder if they did. We don't know yet, do you? Have you heard anything?
I don't know, but the point is they should have. And the point is, going back to the sniper shot, if you listen to the seven shots, they did not have time to move. That means they could see this guy the whole time. So that means it's a setup, either that or incredibly gross incompetence, where they're looking at a guy on a roof that they don't know who he is, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as he shoots, then they kill him. And not only kill him, but I mean devastatedly. He's not going to testify. They didn't wound the guy, okay? Mm-hmm. He's not talking. Anyway, that's
so you're not very trusting then of the report.
It's a setup, totally.
All right, appreciate the call. Thanks for that. 770-5633. Let me go to the next one. The next line. Hi, who's this? Good morning,
Bill. Can you hear me?
I sure can.
Okay, so real quick, and I'm agreeing with your general question. My answer is yes. There are several things that don't square, and I'm having a hard time accepting. Here's a question for you. The FBI, the leading intelligence agency in the world, has a hard time cracking open the phone of the suspect or the shooter. Maybe the FBI needs a little more time to scrub it clean.
Well, remember, it's probably an iPhone. Because, you know, the iPhone is pretty tough. It's pretty tough to break into.
It could be. But the point is, you can get what you need to access that phone. That agency can with one phone call.
You think so?
Well, I'll put it to you this way. It's been, what, 3 days now? This is the third day?
Uh-huh.
The answer to your question, I'm having a hard time swallowing it. And just like the shooter got in position and was on that roof, and the police officer, it was not Secret Service that poked his head up over the roof and saw him. He was pointed at with a rifle by the shooter. He was standing on the shoulders of another police officer to see above that roof. He ducked and they fell down.
Oh.
It wasn't him scooting off to go grab a cup of coffee. No, the caller before me was correct. They all have communication. There's a lot of things that just don't square. And the iPhone, if that's the case, I think it's convenient that it's taking so long and that the Secret Service has not actually made a press release or accounting of where they are in the investigation.
Well, remember, the Secret Service will not take part in the investigation.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can't. Secret Service will not investigate itself in this particular case. There's going to have to be. It's most likely going to be the FBI, I think, as the lead agency investigating what happened. More so.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And we all trust the FBI now. You know that, right?
Yeah. Okay, that's it. I'll let you get to other callers.
All right. Thank you. By the way, this is KMED, KMED HD1, Eagle Point, Medford, KBXG, Grants Pass, K290 AF, Rogue River, and K294 AS, Ashland. All right. Yeah, we're skipping the regular stuff. You know, this is the story. We know that. Hi, good morning. Who's this? Welcome.
Hey, Bill, it's Lucretia.
Hey, Lucretia.
I am going to have to pop everybody's bubble. I don't know. I absolutely think this is just like this whole QAnon and everybody's thinking he's great. But, you know, I sent you a photo that was of Fox News just as he was getting in the vehicle, with protecting him. And they had a great shot of his ear. And so I took that and screenshotted it and blew it up. And sure enough, what do I see but what looks like clearly one of the, you know, actor type of things where you release it's a teeny little plastic clear tube.
Oh, like the syringe with the fake blood. Fake blood, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're thinking that's what happened is that on cue, Trump grabs his ear and then pumps fake blood? That's a great conspiracy.
Well, Bill, did you see the picture I sent you? Because I blew it up when I sent it.
Yeah, it does. It's like that's not proof, though, that it's what had happened, but it's a great theory, if nothing else. It's interesting.
John Rappaport also goes over a number of things that were just excellent. I agree that it was just ridiculous, just how the shooter is 150 yards from where he's talking. I mean, they should have had people right up there, and then he goes to, you know, if the floor was made of metal or something like steel, but why did the guy just pump, you know, more bullets? And why didn't anybody behind Trump get shot? You know, that's ridiculous.
Okay. Well, no, just a lot of people around him did get shot, though.
Yeah, well, I don't know that. And I don't know if that wasn't fake blood, too.
Well, I'm sure that the firefighter's family who is mourning right now is understanding that he died for a lie. I appreciate the call. We go to the next one. Hi, good morning. Who's this? Hello? Hi.
Hi.
Who's this?
Jerry. This is Monica.
Oh, hey, Monica. Go ahead.
Hi. I saw what happened. I was watching it.
Mm-hmm.
And he was shot. I heard the shots. At 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Boom. When he shot, he put his hand up to his ear and he dropped down. He knew he had been shot, and I just kind of sit here just kind of stunned, just like I knew this was going to happen, but I really didn't want to see it.
Yeah.
And but I didn't know how bad he was hit or where exactly. I just knew he put his hand up to the side of his head, and he looked at it, and he just dropped down, and then the other shots came, and I'm just like just sitting here just trembling, and first thing was just pure anger, and then it was like, oh, my God, who else is getting hit? because the shots just kept coming.
You know, it's interesting. You talk about the anger. I'm surprised that I did not feel anger. And but it's not for the reason you're thinking. It's like I was just thinking, yep. We were always concerned that this was going to be the next step in the process, right?
That's where my anger came in.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Okay, I get that. But I was kind of like, I was more just kind of like the, you know, holy shnikesy, you know, kind of.
Yeah, I just kind of went numb after that.
Yeah.
And then I just kind of tears came to my eyes. And it was no fake, Lucretia. It was not fake. The only thing that I question is the sniper on the roof. Did he have to wait for somebody to tell him, now you can shoot?
I don't know. And my concern is that we have so little trust in the institutions. Would we trust the FBI to tell us if it was that?
Oh, no.
Okay.
I trust the FBI to tell me everything.
Yeah.
You bet.
And you know something? I hope that all the conspiratorial thoughts are absolutely wrong about this. But we've had, you know.
Well, that building, when I saw.
That's the big one. That's the big one, hanging out in the open. It's like, what were you thinking? Because I'm no Secret Service person, but if I had gone down to that fairgrounds and I'm looking around, okay, I look at that building. Hey, you know, we got to have someone up on that, on that roof. You know,
yeah.
It just would have been obvious. You know, any roof within rifle range. But it's almost
even if it was a regular policeman that's not experienced in doing something like this.
Yeah, but you just keep bad people off the roof. You know,
yeah,
and
that's it.
But it's almost as if the system was designed to look at the threats to President Trump as being only within the crowd, right? Isn't that funny? Yeah.
Gosh, I used to hunt, and 100 yards, 150 yards is nothing. And you have a rifle with a scope. And these are
And let me tell you, 130, 140 yards with a scoped AR, that's absolutely an easy strike. That's an easy hit. The only thing I think that saved Don was turning his head when he was looking at the Jumbotron, you know?
Yeah, but it was just amazing. It's just,
I wanted to ask,
after I got angry.
Now, Monica, I'm going to raise a question here that will kind of feed into conspiracy, but, and I'm wondering if someone could answer from the firearms world that would not just the whiz of the bullet going by be creating a sonic boom of sorts that would have actually knocked the president over to a certain extent. And I'm just wondering, because I was told that is something which is quite common. I don't know if maybe someone can comment on that or not.
Yeah, I wouldn't know that. I just know just plain old hunting. You know?
Yeah, me too. I appreciate the call. 770-5633. We're going through the phones. Hi, good morning. Who's this?
Hi, Bill. This is Tom again. I got a message on X that came from, and it's supposedly posted by the sniper on the roof that you were just talking about.
Yes.
And it says, I'll just synopsize. It says, my name is Jonathan Willis. I'm the officer on the famous photo of the two snipers on the roof.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I had the assassin in my sights for at least 3 minutes. 100% of the top brass prevented me from killing the assassin before he took the shots at President Trump. So he supposedly that. So this thing could be a fake post. But it certainly fits the circumstances.
Because there was about 2-3 minutes before, which is an eternity, you know, when you're dealing with a situation like that. Boy, thanks, Tom. And let me continue picking up the phones. Hi, good morning. Who's this?
I believe this is Dennis.
Dennis, you're here. Hang on. I was wondering if you're going to make it through because the lines are full. Okay.
Yeah, but we really got to go into what has come out in facts on that rooftop and also to take a look at the images of that American Glass research place where Crooks was firing.
All right. Well, hang on.
A lot of information.
You hang on. We're going to get right. Okay. If you're on hold, we'll take some more open phones here in about 15, 20 minutes, folks, all right? And we're going to break down some legal news here with Dr. Powers. And I would also add that we also need to talk about Trump's legal issues because the Florida case, the documents case, has just been dismissed. This is the Bill Myers Show.
Do you take safe drinking water for granted? If you have a well for your water, no one's monitoring what's in your water. It's up to you to be sure that the water you and
Tom, 60% off now. PrivacyKim.com.
Hear KMED in Grants Pass on 105.9 K290 AF Rogue River in South Jackson County on 106.7 K29 Ashland.
22 after 8, and Dr. Powers here, retired professor of business of law. It's just about present because we'll hold off on the history till next week because today history was made over the weekend here, Doc. Welcome back. Good to have you on.
Well, thank you, Bill.
Pretty crazy here. Well, Trump's legal problems appear to be lessening by the day. Florida judge ends up throwing out the documents case. As a retired professor of business law, what are you thinking about that?
Well, that's an important case. I'm going into it now. Very quickly, before we go into that, ABC, AP, CBS, everyone have brought out the fact that just a minute or so before the shooter started shooting on top of that American Glass Research rooftop, and this is really running through, which makes a lot of sense because it's being run and it's there all over, that the officer had both hands on the roof because he was warned. Local sheriff, Butler County, was warned, my friend, that there was a shooter on the roof. He went up there and had both – he was on apparently with another sheriff, both hands on the roof. Never made it because the shooter then crooks turned towards the officer, and so the officer let go and fell backwards. Within a matter of seconds, what happened then was that the shooter started shooting, and it was just very fortunate. But in terms of conspiracy theories, they are going to have to take a look at this that the drive-by media now is saying, oh, gee, maybe we made a little slight mistake in terms of going after Trump. Are they doing their best to focus on this issue?
Well, you portray someone as literal Hitler, right, for
and
how many years?
And you create the environment for why a nut job. So the question I asked this friend of mine is, okay, how come only the far left seems to go after those who are conservative and on the right? And this friend of mine who's never voted for a Republican just smiled and said, well, who do you think in the hell is supporting them? Think about Reagan. Think about all these things. Think about the softball game, you know, where a congressman was paralyzed. Think about all this type of shooting. And facts are facts.
And yet, I have to say, can we hate the media anymore at this point?
Well, I wouldn't use the word hate.
I would. I just wanted to just let you know, even the way it started being reported at first, all right?
Oh, I agree with you.
Okay, now, here it is. In fact, I just wanted to just remind people that where, okay, AP says that this happened, all right? I'm hoping that we see some more trustworthy stuff because remember, CNN, Secret Service rushes Trump off stage after he falls at rally, okay? Then we have the Washington Post. Trump escorted away after loud noises at Pennsylvania rally. We have USA Today. Trump removed from stage by Secret Service after loud noises startles former president and crowd. Associated Press, you were just talking about. Donald Trump has been escorted off the stage by Secret Service during a rally after loud noises ring out in the crowd. Okay, come on.
Oh, you know, Bill, I couldn't agree with you more. When I was saying I can't hate the media, I look at them as a reason why this civil war needs to defeat the enemy. And you can't hate an enemy to defeat them. And the you're absolutely right. And then they fell in their baton or whatever that word
petard,
is.
Hoisted by their own petard. Yeah.
They fell in it. And then they were doing everything they can, including Morning Joe was canceled this morning. And of course, the far left comes out and saying, why do you do that? And they start using the blame on Trump.
Well, yeah. By the end of the weekend, it was blaming Donald Trump for his heated rhetoric. And that's why we had an assassination attempt.
Oh, because you see, the problem is in a civil war, it goes back to Guevara. It goes back to Stalin. It goes back to Putin. Things are a PR problem. You got to spin the PR and have the PR come in so you can fool the majority of the people. And the problem is that this media is going to be there. My question is this, my friend. I never thought that the proper question or the right question was, will Biden step down? The right question is will the Republicans be able to handle the dirty tricks that will be coming? And that was just seconds before, that was just, what, a couple of hours before the assassination attempt.
My concern here, it'll be really interesting to see what happens out of this. The RNC, of course, convention is starting today, right? We know that.
Right.
And most of the activity taking in the evening, we're not going to have much reporting on that till maybe tomorrow morning, really, you know, when we get some people joining in. I'm still concerned that the majority of Republicans are still in this reaching across the aisle, kind of like what we complained about here in the state of Oregon, in which we reach across the aisle, we're going to work with our enemies here because, you know, they're humans just like us. We had Joe Biden talking about that we need to, you know, cool the rhetoric, et cetera, et cetera. I say, wait a minute, who's been heating the rhetoric up for the last 4 years? Who heated up the rhetoric on St. Floyd, the summer of St. Floyd, right? You know, all this kind of stuff, right? Who has really been... You know, there's such a gaslighting and it's like a battered wife syndrome in which it's always about conservatives and or Republicans or something like that. Well, the problem is you. You know, the problem. You see what I'm getting at here? And I'm wondering if even when I look at the RNC doing everything to water down. And I think this is something that I can blame President Trump on, too, here. That's been a big part of him is that anything which is really meaty, they take out of the RNC platform, whether it's about life, whether it's about the Second Amendment, whether it's about all sorts of other things here. I mean, are Republicans really able to play hardball, truly?
Lots of very good points that you're making, Bill. Several. On the first one, the reason why Republicans will try to say we need to reach out to the aisle because it's easier that way, and you don't have to become a poll watcher. You don't have to go ahead and join where the actual combat is taking place, which is going to be vote carriers. Mm-hmm. And when there's going to be a major move to cheat on the ballot box having to do in the swing states, it's easier.
And yeah, meanwhile, it's not that you have to do lots of vote fraud. You just need some vote fraud in certain key states. That's always the plan, right?
Oh, absolutely. But you see, it even starts in terms of here in Southern Oregon, because I have talked to Republicans who have said to me, I would like to see a fight in our Republicans. And if I don't, I am going to leave the party. They have got to start fighting instead of trying to, even though it's a minority. And then the heroes, the real heroes, are those assemblymen and women who went ahead and didn't go knowing that they were going to try to somehow stop this onslaught, even though they couldn't run for office. Heroism is something that you see not by commenting on, by listening to and watching people act. And that's just my thought about it.
All right. Doc, before we take off, and like I said, this is just going to, we're so just loaded for bear this morning. It's just been really.
Oh, legally, I'm happy to go wherever you want to on that.
Okay. I want to touch on the legal aspects here.
Sure.
Where do you want to go? With former President Trump. Of course, I say former President Trump because he technically is. It looks like he's going to be the next President Trump here, too, for that matter. But we had a judge dismiss the Florida's classified documents case. This just happened within the last hour or so, right?
Big case.
And the reason they did this, apparently, is because of what they said is Special Counsel Smith's appointment violates the Appointments Clause of the United States Constitution. That's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And I'm really surprised that the issue had not been before because the lower court judges, the ones handling it, We're just dismissing the argument. But Eileen Cannon is a courageous person. She was appointed by Trump, yes. Mm-hmm. But I was able to take a look through the major parts of that decision, which you have to do. The clause on violating the appointment clause is Article 2. And when you get into it, and I'll just paraphrase it, that the president, with the advice and consent of the Senate, advice and consent of the Senate, shall appoint ambassadors, it goes through a list, all officers of the United States whose appointment of such are not herein provided for, which means that a special counsel, unless it's a person that is a U.S. attorney that's been in the advice and consent of the Senate, or a statute, federal statute, that states this will happen, neither one are present, that Eileen Cannon courageously stood up, and she's getting hate mail from all the conspiracy theorists, hate mail, just like Trump got, that ended up in an assassination attempt.
So if I understand correctly, if Jack Smith had been appointed and then confirmed by the Senate, it would have been okay. But there was no confirmation like that at all, right?
Correct. He, as one pundit said, that Jack Smith was just a citizen without Senate confirmation, without any statute authorizing, who was just selected by the far-left Democratic parties to be
to go get him. Counsel. Well, to go get him, right?
And as was an attack dog.
All right. Now, I'm trying to remember. My Watergate history is getting a little fuzzy because I was only a kid when that was going on, all right? I remember reading about it. Archibald Cox was the special prosecutor. Was he approved by the Senate? Do you recall?
Well, in all those cases, the issue was never raised.
Oh.
It was never raised because Nixon was too concerned and the legal side was going against him. But it was when he was told, I remember this, unfortunately, because right now what's happening is worse than Watergate because the Washington Post is not supporting Trump. And that was the deep throat that we had then.
Mm-hmm.
But Nixon resigned because he was going to be impeached and thrown out of office.
So it really wasn't about Archibald Cox as much as the fact that they were going to impeach him. And that was going to be the punishment one way or the other. Right.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And in,
all right.
And in the in it, my friend, and in the decision having to do with privilege, the Supreme Court, all nine justices, when you read the decision, went through, my friend, all of from Andrew Jackson all the way through in terms of what happened legally, and it never got to this point to the Supreme Court, to Nixon. Coming into Clinton with Paula Jones, who paid, what was it, $700 plus? It was more than that. It was like $900,000 while he was a sitting president, and he paid for it. But none of this came through because he was doing that because they didn't want it to go to the Supreme Court. Because part of the thing about Democrat presidents is they're very skilled in the law. And Harvard and Yale have done a very fine job in giving them, and that's why Obama could start the Civil War through the courts.
Okay, all right. By the way, I did do some searches while we were talking. Now, I remember Richard Nixon fired Archibald Cox back then, but Archibald Cox was a special prosecutor appointed by the Attorney General. Was that any different than what the DOJ did with Jack Smith? I'm just curious.
Oh. Yeah, very different. And the reason why it's very different is that this is an area that was never touched on, really, little dictum, but not on an absolute decision like Eileen Cannon did.
All right. Now, if it had been more of a criminal investigation, if that had moved forward, I know we're talking about, old history at this point, but, you know, all that stuff ends up being precedent and et cetera, et cetera. That could have been something that maybe that the Nixon people defending him could have brought out eventually, I would imagine, right?
Well, they could, and they could do it. But you see, the situation there was that the law was just coming in and saying we can get, like, the 16-minute eraser of the tapes. Well, gee, Hillary Clinton did 33,000 emails. Nicely done.
Okay. Well, even then, different standards for a GOP president. That's all.
Oh, you're right on your synopsis, but the other thing too, your points are very well taken. And part of the thing that came in on the privilege decision that came down is that whether it's criminal or civil, it's a factual decision as to whether or not what a president did was during his official duties.
Yeah.
Now, one other thing to go through to give you a complete answer, my friend, is the fact that when the next thing that's going to come up in the documents case is to apply to the facts privilege decision, because when you read through that decision very closely, you find out that there is a very good argument, and also in part of the syllabus, which is very important, that states that you can't even bring in to evidence as an inference because of this rebuttable presumption as to civil or criminal if it was in his official duties. So this is going to continue on. What we see here, and actually I have to say that I've been very dismayed, which is the reason why at times I will come on and say in very almost blunt terms, I've been very dismayed, Bill, by the way that this lawfare and warfare by Soros and Obama has been brought in to their court appointees, and what Judge Juan Merchan did was abhorrent. I had to study and pass three different bars, including the last one, when I was in my early 50s. And I've never seen some of these type of decisions. And one can say, well, you got to get in terms of seeing how you can argue both sides.
Yeah.
Well, the big difference, my friend, are you a centrist having to do with we are a nation of laws? We look at the Constitution. We look at where the history is. Or are you one at Yale or Harvard Law School that says, how do you go ahead and win?
Well, I think what's coming out of the Ivy League law schools now is by any means necessary. I think that isn't that the legal principle, which is
excellent point because it's an excellent point because I have been counseled, if you will, in different things, not in terms of my opinions or my reading of cases, but by friends of mine who have never voted for a Republican in their life.
Doctor.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead and finish that thought, and thank you very much.
I'll just finish it quickly and just say very quickly, everyone has their opinion. It's a very divisive issue. I am just coming from a centrist legal point of view, which is the way that I was studied and the way that I've done it, and that's the way the Supreme Court is going now, and they're 6-3 and 5-4 decisions.
All right, very good. Hey, Doc, we'll talk next week again, and I appreciate you coming on in, all right?
Take care.
Take the rest of the week off, all right?
We'll see you. Lots of one-liners and laughers.
All right, we'll see you. Bye, Doc. Dr. Dennis Powers, retired professor of business law, 840.
Siskiyou Pump Service and Rotary Drilling Company takes pride in ensuring their customers get fresh, clean water from field to tap. Here's a recent review from Mike.
I am so grateful for Siskiyou Pump and Rotary Drilling Company. This outfit gets a 10 out of 10. When they say they are going to do something, you can trust that it's going to get done to the highest standard. The drilling team knows their stuff and developed a well producing 28 gallons per minute.
Providing fresh water for Rogue Valley residents for over 50 years. Visit SiskiyouPump.com.
Jasper's Cafe, voted Medford's best burgers for 14 years running. Jasper's has been a local tradition for over 40 years. Come in and see for yourself why we've been recognized nationally for our amazing burgers featuring outrageous toppings and a delicious range of meats from local grass-fed beef to elk to bison and more. We're just 1 mile up North Pacific Highway from the mall, or check out our menu at jasperscafe.com. Jasper's, burgers with attitude.
Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and I'm with Charisse from No Wires Now, your Dish Premier local retailer. It's time to switch to Dish.
If you have DirecTV or cable TV, call me today to see how I can save you money. Plus, I'll lower your internet and cell phone bills.
And those offers in the mail from Dish, you can go through No Wires Now for those.
Call me at 541-680-5875.
Call Charisse like I did or visit their showroom off Biddle Road in Medford, nowiresnow.com. Restrictions apply. Call for details. Internet and cell phone service not provided. By Dish.
Don't give wildfire a path to your door. Prepare your home and yard before fire strikes. Clean your roof and gutters of leaves and debris. Limb up trees. Space those plants. Cut your lawn short, and if possible, keep it green. It's called defensible space, and it works. Go to keeporegongreen.org to learn more.
If you really want to enjoy your open-air spaces, talk to American Industrial Door. They're an authorized dealer for terrace screen systems. From porches, patios, and gazebos to restaurant seating areas to warehouses, these custom-made motorized screens and vinyl panels are a permanent solution to keep pest, wind, and rain out so you can enjoy outdoor environments in peace. Go see all the possibilities DuraScreen Systems have to offer at American Industrial Door, with showrooms on Union Avenue in Grants Pass and Crater Lake Avenue north of Vilas Road.
The Bill Meyer Show is on 106.3 KMED.
It's 842-770-5633, and because so many people have opinions on this, on what happened over the weekend, the incident, as they were calling it, yeah, you know. Gosh, I'm so irritated at the way it was reported. I still believe that most of the best reporting I saw was from non-American sources. I don't know why that is, but they seem to treat it a little more seriously than some of our own reporters and reporterettes. I don't know. But anyway, join in at 770-5633, 770-KMED. We'll have some time for some open phones, just a few of them. We'll try to squeeze some in before we take off for Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, okay? Wanted to just mention a article that I saw on OPB this morning, Oregon Public Broadcasting. Southern Oregon property owners grapple with a shifting insurance market. Insurance companies and residents alike are struggling to adapt to a new era of risk in the face of climate-driven wildfires. Yeah, it's never the growth of trees and nothing is done to manage trees or manage grasslands, things like that. So it's climate-driven wildfires. And property owners in rural communities are on the front line. In other words, they're talking about the increase, the battle to try to actually get coverage. When you're in a situation like this, you need a friend in the insurance industry. It's going to go to bat for you and try to find good coverage for you at a reasonable cost, as reasonable as it can be. And it's still probably going to be more expensive than it was a year ago. That's just reality. Talk to Steve Yancey at Sky Park Insurance. Sky Park Insurance is an independent. Steve deals with many different companies. And I was just talking with Mark in Grants Pass, who wrote me a letter and saying that Steve ended up saving him a lot of money on his homeowner's insurance, and he was really struggling on trying to find a way, I think, combining it with the car insurance there, too, and various other things. But worked for him, works for many other listeners, too. Call Steve today. Get your quote, 261-5444, 261-5444, 261-5444, or skyparkins.com.
At Sky Park, we make insurance easy.
News is sponsored by Valley View Nursery.
106.3 KMED, and this is the Bill Meyer Show.
It's 847 770 5633. Now, you know, when you hear the polka, you know, my brother from another Slovenian mother. I don't know. Now, you're not a Yinzer, though, right? Isn't that right, Brad?
No.
Okay, not a Yinzer. Just Slovenian. Okay.
Yeah, not that I'm aware.
Okay, good.
Hey. In light of all these events, by the way, I want you to know your voice is what informed me of the event Saturday.
Of the event, yeah. Incident. I think they called it the incident, right?
You announced it. I happen to be listening, so thank you.
Oh, glad to be able to help there. I knew that it was going to be up to the town hall to really give more of the radio coverage, but at least we got that on as soon as we can. But even then, I think I said that, if I recall, that you know, they're not calling it a shooting, but boy, Katie Pavlich at town hall sure said it was a shooting, and you listen to the sounds of it, and it was definitely a shooting. No doubt about it, right? Boy, they were tiptoeing.
The reason I called, being Slovenian, I have the answer to stress. We live in a very stressful world.
And?
And what that answer is, a slice of pizza and a can of Rainier beer.
Rainier. Now, I would disagree with the Rainier. All right?
Okay. Whatever your choice.
I do like a slice of pizza, which, by the way, if you don't know what pizza is, it's a Slovenian walnut roll, essentially, right? You know, the people. And it is some of the finest food on the planet, as far as I'm concerned, but it would be a slice of a pizza and Rolling Rock from Latrobe, Pennsylvania, okay?
So there you go.
All right. Okay. Thank you, my friend. Let me go to Don in Medford. Hello, Don. How you doing? Welcome.
I'm pretty good, Bill. I'm just calling to mind a couple of things that were said over the air relatively recently. The Rage of Cajun said, we need to hire somebody to do the wet work.
Really?
Wet work is bloodshed. Yeah, he said it. I mean, I watched him say it. I also heard another Democrat woman, I thought it was Joy Reid, I could be wrong. She said, look, Biden, the Supreme Court gave you immunity. Use it. Take him out.
Yeah, of course, take him out could arguably, well, no, you know where they were going. Okay, yeah, I get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, let's spin it a different way.
No, but remember, the president told us that the rhetoric needs to be toned down over the weekend. Okay? Lower
right.
the temperature.
That's right.
You think he was talking to his own people?
I think he might have been. The other thing I think is important is that, you know, Donald Trump's an imperfect man. God has always used imperfect people to do his work because that's the only kind there are. And I am convinced, I've watched it, I believe God has his hand on that man in a special way.
Appreciate your call, Don. Thanks for sharing your thoughts. Let me go to John. Hello, John. You're following Don. What's going on?
Yes. My memory serves me, if it's right, there was a Uvalde shooting, and the sniper was not able to shoot the one that ended up killing a whole bunch of children because he didn't have the order to shoot, and he went into school.
Mm-hmm.
And it might be the same kind of protocol thing that when time counts, it's, 3 seconds?
Yeah. Well, it was only about a 7 or 8 second, gap between when the sheriff's officer supposedly got a couple of hands on the roof there. And from what I understand, it was on the shoulders of a different sheriff's deputy, trying to get up there. To falling down, and then I guess once the shooter realized that the gig was up, then started, commencing the attack, apparently.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. John, you think we'll get the truth out of all this?
Maybe.
Okay. Hey, that's a good commitment, all right?
And how about the Czech side of the Republic? How about some kolaches?
Oh, kolaches are delicious. Thank you. That's okay. See, Eastern European, my people, okay? Thanks for the call. Kolaches. What's not to love? Dave's here. Hello, Dave.
Yeah, I wanted to say is my grandmother was German, but she made some of the best pizza you ever ate in your life. And I haven't had it since she died. So I've kind of missed that. I'm kind of jealous you guys can get it. Plus, I can't chew walnuts now. But
you can't chew walnuts? Really?
No, my teeth are too bad.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
All broken up.
Uh-huh.
But anyways, I wanted to say is where I was listening to the KMED radio on the radio.
Yeah, Handle on the Law was on at that time, yeah.
Right, when that happened. And I knew it was a catastrophic failure by the Secret Service, and it only takes one. And it reminded me back when I, in 1984, when I was at the VIP section of the Medford Airport with Ronald Reagan there. And I'm standing there with my mom, and I see the Secret Service moving people out of the way. And I lean to my mom and say, it's okay, Mom. They're just doing their job. And she didn't notice until all of a sudden I'm surrounded by Secret Service. And the moment they checked my pass, my name, they radioed it back in. I was cleared. But it was because I had a beard and long hair, and I may have resembled Hinkle. And so
Hinkley, get it. All right, Dave, appreciate the call. I'll take one more, then I'm probably going to have to break for a little bit. Hi, who's this? Good morning. Welcome.
Hey, good morning. Selma Dave here.
Dave, take it away.
So do you remember back when Gabby Giffords got shot?
Yes, I do.
There was a Republican who was campaigning that put crosshairs on all the districts that they wanted to target.
Mm-hmm.
And the media was apoplectic for weeks about that. We have Biden a week ago saying, we're putting a bullseye on Donald Trump. Not a word was mentioned on the Sunday shows yesterday about that.
Hmm. Little sin of omission, the lie of omission.
Yeah. There's been 8 attempts or assassinations of American presidents since our founding. All 8 of them were from leftists towards the right, except for John Kennedy. But that was a far lefter leftist going after a more moderate leftist.
All right, Selma Dave. Thanks for the call. 855. And okay, one more, and then we're going to wrap the calls. And then I want to share some of the emails we've been getting. A lot of good ones here. Good morning. Who's this?
Hey, Bill. This is Earl from Central Point.
Earl, fire away.
Hey. On the weapon that was used, which was an AR-15,
mm-hmm.
the sound of the report coming over your head will sound like an extremely loud crack. And I know this because I pulled targets out on the rifle range in the military. And it is just, it's just a super high-pitched crack as the bullet goes by.
But it's not like a shock wave that would knock you? So,
no.
Okay.
No. He was either shooting .223 or .5.56.
Yeah, which is equivalent, very close. Yeah.
And there's not enough. I mean, the rounds are dangerous. The rounds can kill you. They're
sure.
Probably some of the most dangerous rounds out there. But they're not like a .308 round.
.308 serious, isn't it?
That's serious. .7.62.
Yeah. All right, Earl. Thanks for that. I'm glad someone was able to report on that knowledgeably, having taken down the targets. I guess someone shooting while he was a little close there, huh? All right. Looking at the finances, the financial world this morning, what's the reaction to the assassination? Gold is now at $24.35. I was just looking at that. $24.35 an ounce. Seems to be an interesting response, and maybe a little bit more of a flight to safety. It was in the 2400s last week, and now we're getting up to almost all-time highs again here. Mr. Gold is saying that perhaps the risk on currency and wealth destruction is baked in the cake, no matter who's going to be president. I don't know, but I still think it's a great idea to add to your physical gold right now because it has a many thousand-year track record of preserving wealth during interesting times. And, boy, you have to say that we're in interesting times, for sure. Talk with the recognized experts today. Stop by J. Austin & Company Gold and Silver Buyers in Ashland, 1632 Ashland Street in Ashland, 6th and G in downtown Grants Pass. You can get your appointment for that store at 482-3715. They understand these markets. They understand the reasoning why people want to own physical gold and silver, whether you're on the buying or the trading of that or platinum and diamonds and everything else. They understand this, and they'll help you protect your portfolio. Take some wealth. Not wealth generating, but wealth preservation kind of money. You know, that sort of thing. That may be the kind of world that we're looking at. Especially, I was talking with Thomas DiLorenzo this morning about that. The funny money machine still going to be cranking all speed ahead. Who knows where we go? But talk to the recognized experts to help protect yourself. J. Austin & Company, Gold and Silver Buyers, Ashland and Grants Pass. JAustinBrokers.com, FortuneReserve.com.
Two Dogs Fabricating are fabulous at fabricating what you need to get the job done.
And I'm on KMED.
9 o'clock, by the way, go to KMED.com, sign up for Patriot Electric's Generac home, generator giveaway that they're doing. Just go to KMED.com, put your name in there, And best of luck. I hope you win it. I hope you win it. Well, only one, but I hope you and you and you and you, I hope everybody wins. I know. Let us have an email or two of the day. Emails of the day, and those are sponsored by Dr. Steve Nelson, Central Point Family Dentistry. CentralPointFamilyDentistry.com. They take pride in their same-day crowns crafted at a local lab known for the highest quality. Good people over there. CentralPointFamilyDentistry.com. Terry writes me this morning, "Hey, Bill, I was watching the rally. I heard the shots, and that said it's gunshots. Then I said, was he shot? And then I started to cry and shake. I think it was a form of PTSD. I was counting ballots the night Bobby Kennedy was shot and killed. We were asked to continue counting, even though we were all crying and asking why should we bother. Here's a question I have. At least one of the Secret Service agents was a good foot shorter than President Trump. What's with that? And to top it off, she was the one between Trump and the direction the shots came from. So many questions. Terry and Wairika. Terry, I ended up talking about that with Gary Byrne, former Secret Service agent, and it was a good conversation this morning. And I'll get that up on the podcast. And he said that there are almost no physical requirements then any longer because of diversity, equity, and inclusion. And he says even those physical requirements went away a long time ago. A lot of box checking going on. Jim writes me from the Reagan whistle stop tour. Bill, in the early 80s, I can't remember exactly, President Reagan did his whistle stop tour through our little town of Deschler, Ohio. A month before it happened, Secret Service was in town. A month. They went to our high school and talked to us about their duties. I'll never forget it. The night before he arrived, all businesses had to be secured, checked, and signed off by Secret Service and were informed they could remain or they would remain closed until everyone cleared out. The day he stopped on our main street by City Hall, Ohio National Guard was posted, scattered along the railroad tracks, 1 mile in, 1 mile out. Secret Service law enforcement were posted on top of every building. The highest point were our grain silos. Snipers were up there. Several Huey gunships flew over before and shortly after he arrived and departed. Wow. What a difference. Didn't see that on Saturday, did we, Jim? This is the Bill Myers Show.
Looking for a safe place to store your RV, trailer, or boat? Hardcastles offers a secure storage lot located conveniently on-site with a keypad entry. With spots filling up quickly, stop by today to reserve yours. While you're there, check out the